Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and we have a pretty fantastic episode for you this time. And I say that because it's a powerful message, and it's one that hit me really hard this weekend. And hopefully it will inspire you, give you joy and peace during these tumultuous times. But I do know that there is a purpose in everything you see. There is a divine purpose in the chaos that's going on right now. And the Lord has been illuminating to me what He's been telling me for the past couple of decades, and then now it's just finally hitting me what all this means altogether. Just know everything is being divinely orchestrated. Don't look at who God is using in this hour. Don't look at the upheavals. It's all part of God's plan. As we said many times before, Jesus is coming back. So the kingdoms of this world, which means the governments of this world, are about to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ. And that's what's happening. In other words, the Lord has taken over. So the topic today is called The Greatest Move of God Ever. Now, how this came about, Sunday evening, I got a chance to listen to Apostle Tim Sheets on the Oasis channel on YouTube. And he was talking about springs, streams, and rivers, talking about the moves of the Holy Spirit. So when he was talking, and my spirit was given confirmation about this move of God and what we're looking at. And then at some point he said, this greatest move of God. And as he was getting ready, I don't know if he paused or if I was in the spirit and I heard the words ever. And then he said ever. And then the Lord, you know, nudged me to turn off that recording. And he began showing me where he's had me saying the same things. This is the greatest move of God. And I didn't necessarily say ever, but it's the greatest move of God we're going to see before Jesus comes. Okay, there'll probably be even greater moves once the church is out of here, because that's going to be the final of God's finale. And this is what he's called it, this his grand finale. Now, it is interesting when Apostle Tim was talking, he was seeing rivers and streams of God's Spirit. I'm not going to talk about a lot about that this time, but there's another episode where I will show you how the Lord's been, yeah, he mentions the rivers, but the Lord kept showing me tsunamis. So that's coming in another episode. But for this one, I want to take you back where the Lord took me, because he was talking about his grand finale. And if you think about what a grand finale is, and it's a great move. It's probably the greatest move of a play, of a production, of a composer's piece. And why shouldn't it be the same as God? And that's what he told me back in 2010 when he had me release the War Journal Volume 1. And this is the quote the Holy Spirit gave me. He said, this coming move of God is his grand finale before Jesus comes. Fire in the sky and earth. He called it fireworks. It's the time of God's justice, good and bad, rewarded for their persistence. And it's the greatest move before the Lord comes back and catches away his church. And he's coming back for a glorious church. We've said that before as well. He took me back in kind of a chronological way of looking at all the words he'd given me 10, 20 years ago. It's interesting because I'm starting to see how this all fits together. Sometimes it's necessary to sit back when the Lord tells you it's time for this, time for that, to go back and look at everything he said. And that's what he's been doing for the last few years, but specifically concerning the words, this coming move of God. And I noticed that I had repeated those exact words about this being the fire and the sky and the earth, that this was his time of justice. They were repeated in 7 different books the Lord had me release since 2010. The Bible talks about how let there be 2 or 3 witnesses and then the truth will be established. Well, he had me go back again talking about this move of God. And I said, okay, Lord, so he's had me talk about the move of God, as I said, for a while, but he also let me know that it's now. So the time of the move of God that we've been saying is coming, we're actually in it right now. And that's what he wanted to show me, is that we were actually in that move of God. And it's pretty powerful stuff. So the first witness he gave me goes back to 2013, and the book I released called American Heritage Prophecy Series. It was a companion book to the American Heritage 101, but the prophecy series talked about God's plan for America. And here's a quote from the prophecy series that was released in July 2023. He says, this is my kingdom hour to demonstrate my goodness and mercy to all mankind. It will be done in America, whom I have chosen for this demonstration, so that all men can see that I am God, and I have always loved my human creation, and have only to do you good and not evil. I love you. Come to me and see the great and mighty plan I have for your lives. Now, that was the first time that I actually record in a publication that this was God's kingdom hour. That coming move of God, we're in it, because he says this is the hour. And it's amazing because I know that there were probably other prophecies during that time frame, but this was one that I could find recorded. Because when I began doing prophecies back in 2009, 2010, back in that area, I put them on certain social media sites. Well, after a while, I was getting attacks. And I had several cyber attacks where my site was lost on a couple of times. And the Lord just said, okay, stop. So there were probably other instances around 2013, even probably before that, but that's the one that I found in a book that was printed. Now, my second witness came when the Lord also declared this being his greatest hour, was in the other book that released in 2019. It was entitled, I Sought God and Met Him Face to Face. Now, that book covers my experiences that I had in over a series of trips to heaven when I was taking a break from writing the book. And I went to get a cup of coffee and the Holy Spirit came with me and said, write this down. And this is what I heard the Lord say, and this is a quote. This is my time to express my love to the world that I created in love, to prove my love through my servants for all the goodness that I am and that I have. I am God, I fail not, nor do I waste my words concerning my plan for the earth. It shall come to pass as I have said, and without delay. I shall restore all things to this earth and in short order. I have said it, it is my will, and it shall be done in this my final and greatest hour before my son returns, world without end. Amen. And that was written, as I said, in 2019. However, I had a special note here that it was released in a prophecy for the year 2019, which was released in September 2018. So again, God saying this is his final hour, his greatest hour. As we said before, the title of this message is The Greatest Move of God Ever. Now, my third witness came in February of 2019. This was the first time God referred to this being his grand finale. This is also the first time that I heard him describe himself as the director of it all. This was published first in the spring 2019 digital edition of our Grace for Living magazine, but it was also printed later on, and it began saying, we are stewards of this earth and its inhabitants. Now, that was the word I got from the Holy Spirit concerning our job as Christians and people of God, that we are indeed the stewards of this earth and its inhabitants. That's how God looks at us. But here's the prophecy the Lord gave me. And this is one, the first time again, he calls himself the director of all and refers to that with his grand finale. The earth belongs to me, says God. There will be very soon a changing of the guard. Stewards must be found faithful to their assignment, faithful to their cause. That has not been so with the church. I have another people who are after my heart and my desire. They will excel in the promise in these last days. They will accomplish all of my will. They will glorify me and honor me before all men. They will show the world my love, my compassion, and let them know who I am as I desire to be known. I am God. I change not. I set the stage. I chose the actors. Those who did not like the part, I have changed. The performance date has been set. The venue chosen, it is time to take center stage in this, my grand finale, before my son returns. This is it. Take your places now, says the faithful God, director of it all. That theme of grand finale has been repeated. Now, I did a research on just my notes here. It's been repeated in 11 Grace magazine issues since 2015, plus 35, 40 times or more in 12 books that have been printed. Now, the whole thing about his calling himself director of it all has been repeated in 3 issues of the Grace magazine since 2019. Plus, it's repeated 21 times in 4 books I've released over the years since 2010 through 2024. So obviously, God has had me repeating this theme. And as I said, I write as he tells me to write. And I do grasp it, but putting it all together now is starting to be a big deal to take note of in this season. Now, here's another witness. In October 2020, this was before the 2020 election, the Lord had me declare again, and this was a War Journal, Volume 3. It was an opening prophecy, and he clearly stated, this is my kingdom's finest hour. And that's how the book opens. The book was released in October, but he gave me the prophecy in April 2019. Here's another witness. In March of 2021, this was after the 2020 election. Inauguration had already happened that January. So this is a couple months later. And this is a quote from the book entitled Taken Back the Night that was released in 2021. And the Lord not only talks about the election, but he says it was a crime committed in an attempt to stop what God has designed for the welfare of America. Okay, so the Lord kind of goes there. He talks about treason. He talks about how African Americans were exploited. But then he said that our leaders were trying to change the times and seasons to bring destruction upon the nation. But he said that was not the plan of God for America. Now, this is Holy Spirit speaking to me. And then I heard, this is our nation's greatest hour. So not only the kingdom's finest and greatest hour and God's greatest move ever, but he's saying it's also the nation, America's greatest hour. God declared that he would do with America what could not be done with Israel. And he's in the process of making this country and kingdom example. And then he talks about in this same prophecy that we have our leaders who arrogantly thought they could overrule what God says and does. And that's been the battle in America. He said that was the main cause of what he called a crime committed in 2020 in the election. Okay, then there's another witness. Now, this was a part of a prophecy for 2024 where God talked about dreams being fulfilled. He says, have I not said that this is my kingdom's finest hour, that America shall be saved? The enemy of the earth is defeated. He holds to deception as his shield against the truth. But I am the truth, says the Son. I am with the Father. We have redeemed the earth and its inhabitants for our earthly kingdom purpose. So arise, my sons, arise, my daughters, says God, for it is your time to arise, shine for the kingdom. Those are the witnesses that I pulled out. Again, prophecies can be found on our site, www.letstalkprophecy.com. We have prophecies about America. There's prophecies for every year, plus prophetic alerts. And you'll see that repeated the themes of the grand finale, the greatest hour, the finest hour, directive of it all. As I said, it's all out there and also in published books. But one of the prophecies that caught my attention was a prophecy for 2022. This was released actually in December of 2021, but it was called God's Promises for His Anointed to be Fulfilled. Promises for His People will be fulfilled. And He gave it to me, I'm looking at the notes here, in multiple parts. Early in November 2021, He kept saying, beauty for ashes. And this is the Lord talking about His people. And I remember when He did that, He repeated it over and over. Beauty for ashes, beauty for ashes. And then it was like Isaiah 61 opened before my eyes and I saw it in the spirit. And here's the prophecy. In the realm of the spirit, I have seen the manifestation of Isaiah 61 in its entirety. The spirit of the Lord is upon his anointed people, not to preach as others have done, but I saw much demonstration of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can expect to see signs, wonders, miracles, seemingly unprovoked, lucid, flowing at the will of the Father on behalf of his anointed. Broken hearts will be healed, captives set free, blind eyes will open both in the spirit and in the natural. It will be the Spirit of God hovering over the planet, having free course, hallelujah, to reign upon every nation on the earth. This is a twofold story unveiling in the spirit realm. There will be rejoicing and praising among some and agony and suffering for others. This is a day of the vengeance of our God to comfort all who have mourned in prayer and agony to him. God has heard and God has moved on their behalf. Even now, he's dealing with the tyrants and overlords who have injured God's people. God is avenging them speedily, not only in this season, but in the seasons to come until Jesus returns. While God executes justice for the oppressed, he will make their oppressors pay damages, excessive damages, even pay with their lives for how they have touched his anointed. God will recompense his people speedily in this season, rewarding them double for their trouble. God is planting trees of righteousness in the earth. There must be an uprooting of that which is unrighteous first. That's what we see going on in America right now. As the Lord told Jeremiah, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, this day I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. And that's Jeremiah 1. 9 and 10. Again, he says, as Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. And it's according to Matthew 15, 13. This is where we are in the earth. God is uprooting everything that he has not planted. I also saw wealth transfer taking place while many things were chaotically being uprooted. Wealth is transferring now. So, ooh, yes, says God. It is happening in the spirit. The angels of the Lord are draining the depositories of the wicked. That wealth is coming and it's appointed for those who are willing to operate God's kingdom plan in the earth. God desires to raise up the poor and downtrodden. He desires to raise up the desolate places, making them like the Garden of Eden. He wants righteousness to flourish in the earth, and so it shall. But first, sin and unrighteousness must be expelled from the earth. Oh, it shall not go entirely, for men who love darkness will remain in the dark. Yet, the darkness shall not prevail. Hallelujah. This is God's kingdom's finest hour. And then here's a direct quote. I, the only true and living God, will do this by my power. There is no God besides me. None can stand before me. I am almighty now and forever, world without end. Amen. And then here's a scripture from Isaiah 61. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. And that was the word he gave me for 2022 and how appropriate it is for today. I want to leave you with encouragement to let you know this is God's greatest move, his greatest hour, his finest hour. But this is the thing. We have to line up with God because he is uprooting that which is unrighteous. And I know some of you are looking at what's going on and you probably aren't pleased with what's going on with DOGE and with the Trump administration. But let me tell you, it's all in God's plan in his hour in this season. But here, before I leave, I found another prophecy that was buried and I just saw it. It talks about the elections in America, but I'm not going to tell you, try to give it swiftly as I can. And this is about, it was directed toward those who were naysaying about what happens in election and what was good for America. And now I will read this as quickly as I can. It says, the election is not about Democrats, Republicans, or about the economy, abortion, gay rights, taxes, etc. No, 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 says God. It's about the prosperity of America. Now, this is what he's saying about our elections in this nation. Yea, have I not said that of the year there be an increase? My word has not changed. The prosperity awaits you, but you must obey to receive. Any man who speaks evil of the American economy or about job losses is a false prophet. This is not my plan. This is the voice of demonic oppression that wants to enslave the American people. I have said it and will continue to say that increase awaits you, America, but the choice is yours. He talks about his servant, the president, has prosperity in his hands and anointed I have given him to prosper the nations of the world. He has the plan. It is a supernatural plan that I have designed first for America, then for the rest of the world. It is done, says God. I love America too much to let her fail. She came after me. She sought me out in the foundation of this nation. Such a demonstration of love has never been proven by any nation, not even Israel, whom I sought after. No, it is and always has been America because she came to me with a willing heart to create a promised land flowing with milk and honey, a prosperous land that will undergird the nations of the world. This is my plan. It will be done by the president and the remnant that I have chosen. I have chosen to bring this nation, my beloved child America, back to her place of greatness in me. And oh, how the nations who have counted her out will turn and see my magnificence upon her, and they will run to her shores to learn about me and my kingdom that will operate in this earth as it is in heaven. How is it in heaven, you ask? It's my glorious home where there is only wealth, healing, and unlimited supply of every good thing, and it is yours for the asking, America. Your president has a plan. He is the man that I've chosen for this task in this hour for such a time as this. The opposition will be saddened and will seek to retaliate against the man I have chosen. But know this, to retaliate against him will be to retaliate against me, says God. There are men of great wealth and power who have illegal and immoral ways of oppressing the poor. This demonic is embedded in their system. They claim to be people of faith, but they know not me or my ways. They are imposters who lead astray simple minds who are impressed by their much learning and gathering of wealth. They are hoarders whom I've cursed in this season. If they change not their ways, they will lose their wealth. If they continue to fight against me, they will lose their lives. I am God, and I will not be mocked by any man. No matter how much wisdom and wealth he has gained, it all belongs to me, and I decide who has possession of the wealth. You rich men have brought this country to the ruin, but I have a people amongst you who have been given the plan to prosper America. I will take your wealth and give it to them. They have my heart for the people. They have my anointing to get my plan done in the earth. This is my kingdom hour to demonstrate my goodness and mercy to all mankind, and it will be done in America, whom I have chosen for this demonstration, so that all men can see that I am God, and I have always loved my human creation, and have only plans to do you good and not evil. I love you. Come to me and see the great and mighty plan I have for your lives. This was a prophecy I was given a time back. And people who hear that will say, oh, yeah, that's a wonderful prophecy. And for people who are supporting Donald Trump will say, that was a prophecy about Donald Trump. No, actually, this was a prophecy that I got on November 3rd in 2012. This was a prophecy about Barack Obama. I wanted to read that to you because it's not about a man. It's not about a woman. And I want you to understand this because people are looking at who God is using. God is looking for a faithful steward, a man or a woman who will do his will. And it's not about us. It's not about the person. It's about the greatest move of God ever. How does God move? Does he come to the earth? Well, in Genesis, he hovered, his spirit hovered over the earth, but his spirit is still hovering. To move upon men and women, according to 2 Peter 1:21, that's how the Bible was written. God moved upon prophets. That's how a lot of things are done. For those of us who are led by the Spirit, we do buildings, we do business, we create things as moved upon by the Lord God himself. And that's what God is looking for, people who are willing vessels. Now, Barack Obama started willing, but he turned. God gave him an opportunity. I mean, there were a lot of prophecies before he was elected that he was a Cyrus. I prophesied also what the Lord had planned for his life, but the choice was his, okay? And God raised up another, Donald Trump. He says the same thing about Donald Trump, and all those prophecies are still true. But again, he's got to have a faithful person. So will Donald Trump keep his ear to the ground and continue to obey God? That's a question, but let's take it out of their place. What about you? What is God leading you to do? What is God speaking to you about doing? Are you ready to obey? Are you listening wholly? So this is not about people. It's about the greatest move of God. And God can move only when he has people. So if he can't move on you, he'll move on someone else. The Lord told me that years ago. If all of you choose to do something else, follow somebody else, guess what? You will not only renege on what I told you to do, but something's going to happen to you. And not only that, I have to raise up somebody else to take your place. So that's how God looks at this. He's got, as he said, he's a director of it all. What happens in a play? Some of you who haven't been done acting, I can tell you what it's like. If you don't do the part, you're out of there. Somebody else will step in it. And that's why God says he's director of it all. He's calling the shots. So whether it was Obama who decided he didn't want to plan, I don't know about Joe Biden. The Lord never talked to me about whether he talked to Joe Biden. And I'm not sure that he was able to be part of God's production. But he ended up being in the script somehow. He was written in the script. But the Lord never talked to me about him. The only people he talked about, other than George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Why? God had their ear. He had their heart at some point in time. And the question is, will he continue to have our hearts? Does he have our ear? People get arrogant. People decide that they are God, take the glory for themselves, want to do more, kick God to the curb. That happens a lot. So we got to keep those in authority in prayer. We got to pray for the body of Christ. We got to pray for all men because God will use anybody anytime he pleases. And he says it there. People don't like the part. If they turn away from doing what the director says, you get fired. And that's what he says. There's a changing of a guard. Right now, we're seeing it around the world. And this is just part of God's production. So be of good cheer. I wanted to let you know this was encouraging to me after listening to, as I said, Apostle Sheets. But at the same time, there's more to this story. When I went back looking at these words about the finest hour, his greatest hour, the greatest move, the grand finale, director of it all, the Lord also began showing me other things. He showed me the manifestation of some of the things that will be seen in his grand finale. And it was kind of amazing. And they're big. It's huge. So next time, there will be a follow-up to this. So next time, we'll talk about how his grand finale will play out in the manifestation of his power. And it's tremendous. It's frightening details he's been giving me. And he wants me to compile them all and put them in a podcast for next time. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about his greatest move, but we're going to get into some of the frightening details about what God's grand finale will look like. Well, that's all I have for you today. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.